Hello, everyone, and happy Sabbath. My name is Orion Tripon, and I'm in the Friends Pathfinder class, and I'm happy to be sharing something with all of you. I want to begin by asking a question. What type of friend are you? A decade. I'm a decade old, and I learned so much about friendship. Here are some of the friendships I've been through my past of living. Caroline was my first best friend. She looked out for me. When I was crying and she sat in the high chair, she always threw me amazing food. She got everything I loved or needed. Quality of a friend. They have your back. Here's my first friend in preschool. His name was Ezekiel. I called him Zeke. He invited me to his party. This was my first party ever. I was nervous at first, but it turned out to be a lot of fun. Quality of a friend. They always remember you. And my kindergarten friend, his name was Matthew. He was my first friend at kindergarten. He thought my name was Orange at first. But he now knows my name is Orion. We always talk together, and he has such a funny personality. Quality of a friend. They know your name. And here's a picture of me and some of my friends when at football. We spent many hours in practice and lost and won games. We actually won our championships, but we knew it was because of God and our teamwork. Quality of a friend. They root you on even when it's tough. And finally, here is a picture of me when I got baptized. You can't see this friend, but you sure can feel him. And the qualities of this friend. He always has your back. He knows all of our names. He would sacrifice our life for us. I'm talking about Jesus. As I thought about friendship, I went to one of my favorite Bible stories in the Bible. The friendship between David and Jonathan was such an inspiring story to me. In the book of Samuel, the close friendship of David and Jonathan was described in 1 Samuel 18:3 states, Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan was King Saul's eldest son. Sadly, King Saul developed jealousy towards David and plotted to kill him. Jonathan tried to defend David, but King Saul was super angry at him. Jonathan gave David a signal by shooting a bow and arrow. This meant David had to run for his life and leave Jonathan. 1 Samuel 20:42, Jonathan told David, "Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord." As I look back at this story, these are some things that I learned. True friendships are a blessing. A true friend keeps promises. Jonathan looked out for David, and their friendship was strong and true. Jonathan risked his relationship with his father to protect David from being killed. After reflecting on this story, I am reminded on how to be the best friend that I can be. So what kind of friend are you? Are you willing to place your needs before your friends? Are you willing to warn them when they are in danger? Are you willing to keep promises and show love to your friends through good or hard times? I pray that you are the type of friend that show love to your friend through good or hard times. I pray that you are the type of friend that reflects the love of God of our sense, God sense, a friend loves at all times. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Happy Sabbath. My name is Isabella, and I am in companion class. I'm going to start by asking all of you a question, and I would love to see your hands. Have any of you ever prayed for a miracle? Okay, there are many of you. Maybe it was for something big, like physical healing, or for a big financial miracle. Maybe it was a prayer for protection, where there may not have been a way out. Miracles come in different forms and sizes, and God performs them for many reasons. Sometimes it's not the size of the miracle, but what we learn from it. Since I was younger, I've loved to cook and bake. In the culinary world, there is a phenomenon called mini cooking. Mini cooking are teeny tiny creations that look exactly like normal sized food. But this is a replica in a smaller scale. Mini cooking originated in Japan almost a century ago. Now it's a huge thing. There are competitions, museums, thousands of YouTube videos, and there is even a dedicated TV channel that plays these mini creations all day long. I have really started to get into mini cooking. It's so much fun, creating bite-sized masterpieces and really focusing on the details. So this got me thinking, yes, God does amazing, big, grand miracles, but to me, it's the everyday, small, but definitely not ordinary miracles that I love. The ones that come in a moment. The ones that are little reminders that God is with us. The everyday, bite-sized, daily miracles that show us his love. Please pray with me as we call on God's presence here today. Dear Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for the opportunity to share your word. Bless my lips, Lord. Bless us now as we explore your love through the everyday gifts and miracles you show us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Please turn with me now in your Bibles to the book of James. Please find James 1, verse 17. And it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. This is a beautiful promise for everyday miracles. Recently, my friends and I were witnesses to what may be considered a good and perfect gift, a bite-sized miracle. Our Pathfinder group was asked to lead the Pacific Union Camporee praise team. Everything was going well. Our coordinator, Gabby, had picked amazing songs. We were ready and we were excited. Until right about the time we were supposed to go up. See, the conference had told us they were bringing a keyboard, but something happened in the communication and they did not bring one. In the end, we were stuck with no keyboard and no guitarist. But the praise team had weathered some storms before. Remember when there was a power outage here at church for camp meeting? Well, we sang in the dark. Remember the mics wouldn't work and the lights would flicker? Well, we sang without mics, and sometimes with the lights shining right at our faces. The lights look amazing, by the way. They're really bright. But now, this was different. With this, heavy on our hearts, we decided to come together and pray. We prayed for a miracle. As we said amen, and we're slowly starting to raise our heads, from a distance, we could see three young men walking towards us. And get this, two of them had guitars. Not one, but two. We prayed for one, and we got two. Amen. As we got to meet them, the third was there to play the bass, if we needed it. And praise God, they all knew all of our songs. We had a few minutes to go over keys and tempo, but after a few minutes later, we were singing and praising God with our newly formed band. But this left a lasting impression on me. Why did God hear our call? We are just kids. It's just a keyboard, or it's just a guitar. It's just music. We weren't asking for a big miracle. You know, the big miracles that part the sea, heal the sick, or feed the masses. This was what many would consider ordinary. But to us, this bite-sized miracle was so special. When we thought it was impossible, God made it possible. We are promised in Philippians 4:19, I believe. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory. Isn't that beautiful? Just like my mini cooking, God is in the details. We prayed for one and he sent us two. Many of these small miracles go unnoticed. Why? Because we sometimes expect larger ones. We should praise God and thank God every day for these bite-sized miracles that he sends us. May you all have a blessed Sabbath.
Welcome, church family. Good afternoon and happy Sabbath. My name is Victoria. I am representing the Explorer class. This morning, I want to explore the verse Philippians 4:13. I have a little connection to this verse. Let me share with you my story. One night, I arrived home from my after-school meeting. As usual, I went to my school computer to check my calendar for assignments to complete. When I saw the list of homework, I had so much in a short period of time. I had assignments from math, language arts, robotics, science, and they were all due at 11:59 p.m. that same day. What a stress for a seventh grader. Have you guys ever had a stress that has been picking on you for a long time? That night, while at my room, I was really stressed with homework. I took a little moment to pray and realized this helped take a lot of stress off my shoulders. I prayed to God to give me wisdom, peace, time, and strength. That prayer gave me the confidence to complete everything I had to do. That prayer confirmed. From then on, I knew that if I had a little stress or a lot of stress on my shoulders, I could always pray to God. I could count on him. Paul was an excellent example of faithfulness and strength. Paul's perspective and experience during his time inside jail was one worthy of admiration. As Paul had challenges in his growing Christian life, the life of a preteen is full of new and challenging experiences too. In Philippians 4:13, New International Version says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength. In Christ, I have the peace in my heart. I will get through everyday stress or spiritual battles. Christ is my rock and the one who gives me strength every day of the life." I challenge you that every single day you have a bad day or going through a difficult time to come and meet him and give the strength to do it all. God bless you all and happy Pathfinder Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath, church family. My name is Hervé E. Thomas, Jr., and I am a Voyager of the Pathfinder class 2023 to 2024, where Miss Natalie Laurent and Miss Claudia Banganan are assigned teachers of our class. And a shout out to Miss Lizzo, Gio's mom. I'm so grateful to be given the opportunity to share my testimony with you. My journey starts around 7 years ago when I was 7 years old. I wanted to be a part of God's family. I wanted to get baptized. My parents were very happy to hear about my decision, but they sensed that I wasn't ready yet. Then, 6 years later, I attended the Camperee at Lake Skinner, California, the Infinite Identity in Jesus Camperee. I had a blast. All of California was there. I'm talking about Northern, Central, and Southern California was there. Hawaii was there, Nevada was there, Arizona was there. It was jam-packed with youth from all over the Pacific Union Conference. We learned many honors and had many activities like rock climbing, zip lining, running, jumping, and dirt biking. It was all I needed. The evening vespers was on point. The music. Imagine everyone singing and praising freely with no restrictions. It was like a slice of heaven. It's also when I learned if God can love turkeys. Pastor Damian Chandler preached a powerful message of every night that tugged on my heart to follow Jesus. One night, Pastor Damian Chandler launched an appeal, and I felt the call of God at that PUC Camperee of 2022. I thought, my identity is in Jesus. This time I knew, this is it. It's my time. I chose to follow Jesus. I had to give my life to Jesus. On the way to the front, one of my friends, Jadiel, joined me to the front. When I got there, I cried. Church family? No. But I cried. But it wasn't tears of sorrow, no. Church family, these were tears of joy and happiness. My long-awaited desire was out in the open. I was on my way to officially be a part of the body of Christ. So I was determined to get to the front. And when I got there, I felt that spark of hope and happiness. Later that day, my friend Jadiel asked me if I wanted to take baptism studies with Pastor Steve. It was a brilliant idea, so I agreed. When we got back to the church, I started my studies in December of 2022. It was deep and eye-opening. I finally got baptized in August of 2023, last year. Pathfinders, do you know what it feels like to order something you've been saving up for? Having to wait a whole entire week, waiting at the door, looking outside, hearing ghost doorbell rings, waiting for that package to come in. I was so happy to be baptized, and I remembered a scripture I read in Revelation 3, verse 20, King James Version. Behold, I am standing at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. Do you hear the knocking of the door of your heart? Can you hear the voice of God? Then open it and let him in.